Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey guys, it's Lott Harris here with another Panther Rants podcast. Been a while. Well, for one thing, it's been too long. And, almost too long. You know, not a whole lot going on. I mean, well, of course, there's pit hoops, and we'll get into that. Getting some minor things of pit football as well. I mean, first, we'll start with hoops. You know, it's been one of these, been a crazy season, and what's odd is they're still in the bubble, which is the weirdest freaking thing, but I mean, they've had a pretty tough schedule. I mean, out of conference, they did, you know, they did very well. I mean, they had, you know, it wasn't an easy schedule. It wasn't hard, but it was just enough. You know, they got that going for them. And, of course, they've had some decent wins in conference, although they've pissed some games away. That they could have won, and they would be in better position. I mean, I was getting ready to do a hot take on their Virginia Tech after that first half. I was ready to do a hot take where you don't want to play Pitt in March right now, and they pissed away the second half. But they recovered and beat a ranked Florida State team, and you know they. And, of course, you know, they had the Louisville game, which was a mess. And all in all, this team's had its ups and downs. And, you know, they're still winning games. I mean, of course, they're probably going to end up in some invitational tournament in the end. But you never know. I mean, if they can somehow finish strong and do well in the tournament, because they're gonna need to go deep in the ACC tournament. You know, plus, you know, anything's possible. Plus, they get Ryan Luther back, which helps even more, because they've been doing all this without Ryan Luther. And you know, it's, you know, Stallings. I'm not too optimistic about him, but there's some good and there's some bad with him. I mean, you can see a lot of the good and, of course, a lot of the bad. But after this year, I mean, it's going to be different. I mean, he's got a recruiting class of 6 players coming in. So pretty much next year, for the most part, it's going to be a Stallings team. And the class itself, it's hovering in the top 35 to top 40 range, depending on the recruiting sites. And it's not really that bad of a class. They missed out some targets, you know, because they were shooting for the heavy hitters and they didn't get them. But all in all, they still landed some decent recruits. And there's going to be plenty of playing time to go around because, well, they're going to be very young. But, you know, Stallings is really honest, and yeah, he tends to throw, it looks like he throws his players under the bus like Todd Graham used to at Pitt. So, you know, yeah, it's being honest. He is being honest about some things, and at least, you know, he says he tells his players these things before he goes in these post-game tirades or whatever. And I mean, it's nice he gives him a heads up before he throws him under the bus. You know, that's very charitable of him. That's, you know, He came from the South, and that's kind of how the South is. They'll be nice to you before they screw you. At least me living in Texas in the, you know, in the South, that's what I've learned. You know, management will be very nice to you until they, you know, really jack you off. But, you know, people have been talking about the attendance and stuff like that, but it's been lacking. But you got to realize, you know, Jamie leaving, you know, he's the all-time winning coach, and a lot of people, you know, love Jamie. I mean, it happens. The guy was here for so long, and, you know, for some, especially the younger, you know, these fans that just graduated college up Pitt, he was there when they were there. So, I mean, I can't really get too mad at him for having some loyalty to Jamie. And, of course, the hire was underwhelming. And you're seeing it right now. I mean, of course, people just aren't crazy about it. You're not crazy about Pitt basketball. I mean, I've enjoyed it. I mean, I've had its ups and downs. I mean, there's some games like they should have won. Notre Dame, Clemson, Tech. Game, those were just, and of course, NC State. You know, Maverick Rowan. He transferred out, tried to get himself, you know, more out there, more noticed. Goes to NC State, ends up NC State. You know, for all that trouble he went through, he could just stay at Pitt. He'd be in the same position. But instead, he does all that, just end up NC State, which is nothing to really brag about. I mean, if you're going to go get noticed, you're at least going to get considered by Kentucky, Duke, Louisville possibly, and he ends up at NC State. Congratulations. But enough of that. Next item. Pitt has a coach. Pitt hoops. I mean, not hoops. Pitt football. Coaching change on a D-line, which was a shock to me. You know, Coach Tom Sims, which is who's also a Pitt guy, played at Pitt in the late 80s. It was part of that really, part of that good defense with Keith Hamilton. He gets let go. And judging by, you know, some of the things on Twitter, you know, his daughters are on Twitter. The split wasn't really on good terms, and you know, I've heard that they supposedly these two weren't getting along, and maybe Sims wasn't part of the buddy system that you know some staffs have, you know, or any organization you work in. There's always a buddy system. And so maybe Tom just wasn't into that, but the D-line did really well, and people are going to say it was recruiting, but it really wasn't recruiting. It was just, you know, sometimes you don't get along with your boss. That's just how, you know, they'll push with someone who will, and you know they found a good, you know, good hire in Charlie Partridge because he has plenty of Florida ties, and that's what they need right now because in-state, it's not looking good. You can tell recruiting-wise, towards the end of the year, they just gave up recruiting locally. Practice, there was nobody left to recruit. Whoever targets they had, they fanned on. So they recruit a lot of Florida players. And, you know, and of course, you know, an article came out about that, about supposedly Pitt was turning her back on Florida. I mean, oh, not on Florida, on the Whipple. It's a bunch of crap. They weren't turning their back on the Whipple. They had to go elsewhere because the players they wanted to recruit from Whipple didn't want to go there. So, man. this person almost ran this person over. I just watched it. I don't think they saw the guy crossing. He had the right of way. And he almost got ran over. Because this person was in a hurry to get into the parking lot looks like to get some food. Guess they're that hungry. But that came off topic, but like I said, it's hard for Pitt to recruit somewhere when they're bent over backwards for the local kids and they don't want to come to Pitt. So they have to go elsewhere to get their players. So I don't mind if they go to Florida. Go to Florida. Heck, camp out there. In fact, they did put some camp, you know, they did have some football camps out there, but hey, put some more out there. You know, get a billboard that says Merry Christmas from the University of Pittsburgh. Like Greg Schiano used to do at Rutgers. He used to have billboards, Rutgers billboards in Florida. Hell, do that. Put them in Texas. Put them all over the place. You know, for all I care. You know. Say, hey, come to Pitt. And what's odd is how much these kids from Florida and these other states love Pitt's facilities. They love that they share facilities with the Steelers. Whereas, you know, certain groups of recruits, local, they don't care. Whatever. I hate these facilities. I want to go to State College. $107K. Because here's the thing. 9 times out of 10, you're going to be part of the 107K that's going to be sitting or watching the game. You're not going to be playing or be watching. So enjoy that. But, you know, Chard did pretty well with Dave Wannstedt, and so it's great to have him back. I personally wanted Dave Wannstedt to come back to coach the D-line, but that dream was quickly killed by a Twitter follower saying there's no way in hell he'd take a lesser job given how he was ousted the last time. True. But now of course the last topic we got, it's kind of Pitt related. Darrell Revis, you know, he got into a little scrum on the south side. And, you know, I turned 21 in 2000, and, you know, Southside was one of my favorite staples. I used to go drink there a lot on the weekends. But I think, I would say by mid-2000s up until I left Pittsburgh. Even when I came back, I really went to the Southside. It kind of got ridiculous towards the end. You know, fights were very rare in the South Side when I first started going there, and that was early 2000s, and it just got worse as time went on. You know, fights would happen in bars, you'd go out there, you'd walk out in public, there's a fight, and of course some people started fights with us for no reason whatsoever. And you know, one bar I remember I used to go to a lot, it was always packed on wing night. Funny story. It was all Duquesne kids, mostly, that were packing this bar. And naturally, a brawl broke out. And so, of course, when they went to card these kids, they were 21. And they were just walking these bars and getting served in the south side. So one night, it was wing night, the bar was packed, and a cop walked in and told the bartender, and he said, hey, I'm going to come back here about 20 minutes and start carding people, so you better make sure everybody has their IDs. So word went around, and that bar, in not even 10 minutes, was empty. It was gone. It was awesome. For me, it was awesome because it was quiet. I had my... It was, you know, we had our quiet bar back because it used to be quiet on wing nights. It was always the old heads. Because it was always the old heads. like ourselves, just getting off of work. But as far as Revis goes, that's just what happens on the south side. And in short, from what I've been told, he wasn't the one doing the punching. Like Chris Carter, he had a fall guy. And if you read the articles, you can tell that, yeah, something's not straight. Well, look for Revis to get off, and if not, he's going to sell out of court. Hell to pit. Bye.